Good morning to all of you. It's a blessing to be here again this morning. Before we begin, I'd like to just have a word of prayer. Father, this morning we thank you for the privilege to be able to gather here, Lord, with the saints of God again today. We thank you for this opportunity, Father. Lord, we just now ask that you could come visit us, Lord, and be with us here as we spend this time together in seeking you, Father. We just now ask that you could strengthen me, Lord, and give me the words you want me to say here as well, Father. We just thank you. We pray all this in your name. Amen. Well, I hope this opening can be an encouragement to you all, as it has been to me. It was a blessing for me to do this study, a little bit of a study here. So I'd just like to start by reading Matthew 25, 14 through 18. Just read it here. But the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country. He called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his servability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2 also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Let's jump on down to verse 25. And I was afraid, and when I... This is the servant that had 1 talent here. And I was afraid, and when I had hid thy talent in the earth, lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore thy talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents, for unto every man that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye that unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we all know this parable, and I just wanted to use it as an illustration here. God gives us all talents and abilities, and he wants us to use those abilities. And as we see here in the last part of the passage, he will judge us according to what we do with those talents or abilities that he's given us. He wants us to use those for the kingdom of God. And if we don't use the abilities he's given us, he'll take those away from us. So let's jump to 1 Corinthians 3, 12 through 17. Now, if any man build upon this foundation silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide with which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yea, yet so as by fire. Knowing ye know that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple is ye are. So God has given us all a talent, and with it he wants us to work for him, and he will test our work with fire to see what kind of a job we've done for him. There's all kinds of work that he has given to his children to do, like evangelism and so on. There's a lot of things that he has commanded us to do, and with this talent that he's given us, he's expecting us to be at work for him in his kingdom. And it says here that he's going to come and test our work with fire to see what kind of a work, kind of how our job is, if we've been doing good, if our work is good, if we've been spending our time doing that. Are we using our talents that God has given us in the work that he has for us? Or are we spending all our time on our own things, working for our own business, our own efforts, just whatever is fun for me? Verse 13 says, let's read it here again. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man's work what sort it is. So the question is, are we going to be found faithful at the end of the day, when it's our turn, when God tries our works and the things that we've been doing, when he tries those things, are we going to be found faithful? Is the work that we did going to stand the test of the fire? Or are we going to end up with a bunch of ashes? Everybody's work will go tried. There won't be anybody. It's not like most people or everybody except for me's work is going to be tried. And all of our works are going to be tried, and we're going to be seeing what we've been spending our time doing. And there's only two categories: either it burns into ashes, or then it doesn't. So, just a challenge: what do we spend our time doing? We need to make sure that it's worth the talents that God has given us, and that we're being good stewards of our time in that sense. Let's read 2 Thessalonians 3, 6 through 15. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother which walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you, to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now then, that that are now then them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing, and if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, for him that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. So, the first two verses there, I didn't really have much to say on there. But as we look there, Paul's exhorting the church there to be busy. And I don't think we have a lack of busyness here. I just want to encourage us all to be busy in the right things. We see Paul exhorting us to be busy and not idle. We would like to use these verses to exhort us to be busy in spiritual work God has for us. We are all called to work for the Lord. Let us be busy about it. As we see in verse 8, Paul says, "Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail, night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you." So we can see that Paul was very busy, and we know what he was working on. He was preaching the gospel there, or whatever. We know he was working for the Lord there. There's plenty of rewards that God gives us for working in doing His work. It is not like it's all negative or anything like that. He rewards us for that. But sometimes we can also become weary of the work we're doing. Sometimes it seems like we're spending a lot of time doing those things, and we want a break or something. Let's jump down to verse 13. It says, "But ye brethren, be not weary in well-doing." And sometimes it feels like you just want to give up, or you're spending all your efforts into well-doing, and you start to become weary in that. And that's a danger as well. We don't want to become weary in those things. Let's read Galatians 6:9-10. Jesus said earlier, he said, "Work, for the night cometh when no man can work." Galatians 6:9-10. "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith." Sometimes we want to stop, but it says here that we shall reap if we faint not. And I think if we continue to press on, there is a reward, and there is reaping to come if we faint not. My goal this morning is just kind of to encourage you continue in the good works that we have, the good ministries we have been involved in a lot lately. It's worth it. Sometimes it seems like the reward is small, or there's plenty of other things to do, but let's just remember that we will reap if we faint not. And let's just continue to press on and put our efforts into the work that God has for us. So I don't have a lot more. This is I'm it was good for me to do the study, look at the verses here, and I just wanted to share them all with all of you as well. So hope this can be an encouragement to all of you to press on and continue in the work that He has for us, and we will reap if we faint not. Thank you.